from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're joined now by Zoe Bosenberg joining us here. Thank you so much for coming on. Well, I guess I can say that you're somewhat unique compared to some of the other individuals we've talked to today, in that not only are you a patient at Dana-Farber, you also work at Dana-Farber.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, so I work at Dana-Farber in Chestnut Hill, which is an extension of the main campus. I work as an infusioner, so I'm actively giving chemotherapy, immunotherapy, other biologics.
So is there anything where you feel... I don't know that you can't. You're constantly there. You're constantly more knowledgeable about it. How do you view your relationship on both sides of that coin?
Yeah, it's pretty much my entire world at this moment. But it's good. I feel like I truly am an expert in what I'm doing. So it does hit kind of close to home in certain things, but I love it, and I'm still able to do many other things with my life to give me a little separation.
So how did you find to come? How did you come to find yourself a patient at Dana-Farber?
Yeah, so I was actually in nursing school at the time at Boston College, and I was having significant headaches, and diagnosed with migraines, diagnosed with anxiety, all sorts of things. I was 21, so when I was healthy, I was playing rugby. I shouldn't have had anything, but eventually I had this focal seizure where my left arm went numb. Finally got an MRI, and they diagnosed me with a brain tumor. I was able to have surgery, and then I went back to school. I went back and started my senior year at BC, finished nursing school. I feel like I really had a lot of motivation, and then I started as an infusion nurse after that.
So you are cancer-free. I understand it's something you have to continue to treat, but you are, like, technically, right?
So brain tumors are a little funky.
Right.
I was told... the first hospital that I was, it was completely gone. Now that I'm currently getting treated, they do think that part of it is still there and it will always be there, and it's not curative, but it's very slow growing. And so they do have a good eye on it, and I'm on a treatment now that actually just got approved, and it should prevent it from ever growing.
And sorry, it's just the type of treatment, it's indefinite, right? It's something you're going to have to do, forever. And that's, considering that it just got approved, great news.
Yeah, no, it's great news. I've been on the research trial now for almost 3 years. So it getting approved is a massive thing for brain tumors. So I kind of don't even look at it as cancer. I look at it as a chronic illness.
No, but it's interesting. You said earlier, I think you shortchanged yourself quite a bit. You're like, I stay pretty active. I do this and that. You're training for the Berlin Marathon.
Yeah.
And you've completed, as we were talking about off the air, a couple of half marathons.
Yeah.
But you're now training for the full thing. So you're shortchanging yourself quite a bit.
Yeah, and I've always said I'm not a runner by any means. I really don't like running.
Well, you run a lot for someone who's
yeah,
not
seriously.
A runner.
I'm not a runner. Like, you're a runner.
But it was something I wanted to add to the bucket list, and I'm running with the Brain Tumor Project, which is an organization out of the UK that raises money for brain tumor research. So it feels right to do.
So when you get that diagnosis at 21 and then you go through all the treatment and starting your career with Dana Farber and you tell them you're going to start running half marathons and then eventually marathons because you have a goal of another marathon in the future, how were they receptive to you having treatment and balancing that level of really strenuous activity and athleticism?
Yeah, definitely. I was fortunate enough that my tumor was caught very, very early. So it was very, very small. So it really didn't impact really anything in my life except for kind of ending my contact sports career. I played soccer, ice hockey, rugby. So it was sad to let those things go, but it's now nice to kind of keep up with fitness because I do think it makes such a difference. I tell my patients all the time, you know, keep your body moving. You know, if your body's telling you to take a nap, take that nap. But otherwise, get out, get from some fresh air, keep your body moving.
What if your body's like asking for a bacon cheeseburger?
Then that's fine too.
Give it the fuel it needs. No, but you say that, and it's amazing how many people, and this is only my second year doing the telethon, but it's amazing how many people have the strength and the commitment. And maybe it's just, you know, you do need a break and something to keep you moving. But it is amazing how many patients, assuming they're able to do something like that, maybe not a full marathon, but stay active. And I think that's great advice, and it's something that I'm shocked how often we hear it from, you know, various stories that we hear from the individuals on this telethon.
Yeah, it puts things in perspective, definitely. When you go through cancer or you work in cancer, you really have a better understanding of how valuable life is. I know it's very cliche, but it's the truth. So you really do want to prioritize taking on these bucket lists, doing these big things, traveling to that country, seeing that musical artist, because you never know when that you're going to get that chance again.
When we talk with people who are patients at Dana-Farber, there's always the treatment that people talk about, and there's also the care. And it's almost like those are the same thing, but they're almost also kind of different in the sense that, you know, the treatment's very medical, the care's very personal. How do you, now that you work there, obviously, compared to when you were a patient, how do you try to stick up with that mission?
Yeah, I think being a nurse, especially, you know, the entire care team is so important. Everyone at Dana-Farber is amazing, but I have a special place in my heart for nurses because nurses are always taught the holistic care approach. You're looking at the entire person. So really not just focusing on the treatment, but them in general. Because the treatment, the cancer, that doesn't define them. They have so many other things. And I think when you remove that and you really focus on the big picture, you're able to kind of give the best care possible.
You mentioned that you have the perspective on having a chronic disease now. You don't think of it so much as cancer. Can you explain that, what that perspective means to you?
Yeah. So it's something that's always going to be there. And so coming to terms with that is difficult. You know, I have some patients that are curative, some people that are like myself, it's never going to be curative. But again, taking every day, just very special, you know, taking one step at a time. My parents, you know, are a little, they're very realistic. They're very black and white. And so they always say, you could get hit by a car tomorrow. It sounds bad saying that out loud, but you really have to live your life. So that's what I try to do. I try to, you know, it's in the back of my mind, but I still try to live my life and enjoy each day.
And your parents, you said you've lived a lot of places all over. Your parents are in Vermont, correct?
Yeah, my parents in Vermont. That's probably our favorite place that we've ever lived. Yeah, they're very happy. My dad's a physician. He's still working. He's in melanoma research. So this, you know, is also very important to him, too. But yeah, they're living their best Vermont life.
I find it. Are you amazed at how much he still knows all the restaurants in and around Alston? Like it's like,
oh,
it's
I
like,
love that.
He's like an expert. He's like peppering you with all the different restaurants before you got up here.
If I could live in Alston forever, I would. It's
a lot of people do.
I just bought a shirt that says "Visit the beautiful Rat City."
Yes.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to Alston.
And Great Scots is coming back too. Did you see that?
Well, where is it going to be?
It's in O'Brien's, in that little O'Brien space across from the depot. Yeah.
Okay, because they were originally going to put it in the old Regina's, but now Regina's is something else called Hobson's. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, if we only have 2 days for this telethon, Arkham, but he could go for 2 days on everything in Alston. Yeah. Well, Zoe, we appreciate you coming on, sharing your story. As you saw, the threshold just crossed over half a million dollars while you're here.
Awesome.
So thank you so much for coming
thank
on with us here today.
Yeah.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.